After announcing repairs to the ferry Leconte would be too costly to undertake, the Alaska Marine Highway System started calling passengers last week. That included Steve and Deborah Hemingway. They're currently in Tacoma with no way to get back to the city of Gustavus with their vehicle.
We tried to work with the Alaska Marine Highway System, and it just, you know, we were just abandoned completely by it.
Figures released Monday by the Alaska Department of Transportation show more than two-thirds of affected bookings have been refunded. That's because with both the Aurora and Leconte in layup for repairs, there's no service now to Gustavus, Angoon, Tenneke Springs, or Pelican for the foreseeable. Steve Hemingway says he's been a regular on the ferries since 1976.
I've been stranded a couple times, but usually it was because of mechanical issues, and it was until the next ferry. But I've contributed a lot of revenue to the ferry system in all that time, and this is what I get.
There's reduced service to Lynn Canal communities of Haines and Skagway. That's allowed rebookings for most passengers, but 120 vehicle bookings were refunded. Service was abruptly cut last week after DOT officials announced the Leconte needed $2.8 million more work than had been budgeted. State transportation officials say the plan is a side-by-side comparison of the Aurora and Leconte and to repair the vessel that needs the least amount of steel work. Meanwhile, the two Alaska-class ferries completed this year are slated to have side doors installed this winter. Transportation officials say they're negotiating with Vigor Alaska Shipyard for this contract and didn't have a timeline for when the Taslina or Hubbard ferries would be in service. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.